We're doing the book of Shmuel. The Philistines have gathered. They have 30,000 chariots. What they call the 13th chapter, the 5th Pasuk. They have 6,000 horsemen, and they have hundreds of thousands of soldiers. And Shaul has this tiny army. He's outnumbered. He has a total of 3,000 men. He's outnumbered about 100 to 1. They have a chariot for every man he has, and his men don't have normal weapons. And the 7 days that Shmuel told him to prepare, to wait, are up. And the nation, these tzaddikim who joined him for battle, they start leaving him. And Shaul feels like war is about to erupt. He's losing the soldiers. And so he says, bring me the animal, we'll sacrifice without Shmuel. He finishes offering the Ola, Shmuel comes, Shaul goes out to greet him, and Shmuel asks him, what'd you do? And Shaul says, I saw the nation was leaving, and you didn't come. It was the end of the 7 days, and the Philistines are gathering in Michmas, which is right near Kochav Yaakov, Michmas, today it's called. And I said, they're going to attack, and I haven't yet prayed. So va'etapak, Shaul says, I took control, I forced myself, and I brought the sacrifice without you. And Shmuel tells Shaul, you messed up. You didn't keep the mitzvah that Hashem commanded you. And Hashem wanted you to be the eternal king, you and your dynasty after you. But now it won't last, your kingdom. Because Hashem told you, you have to go with the way that He tells you. And you did not. You did not observe the mitzvah. It was a very hard mitzvah, but that was your mitzvah, to wait until I come. And Shaul gathers the people. He's left with 600 men. 600 men. They have 30,000 chariots. That means they have 50 chariots for every soldier Shaul has. 30,000 chariots. 600 men. And the Philistines send out their Sayeret, they send out their attack crew. 3 battalions come to attack. And Shaul is with his 600 men, and he sees a whole battalion heading out to his left. Another battalion is heading out to his right, and another battalion is coming dead center. They're preparing an attack. Now, the Jews are very well equipped. They have a total of 2 swords, one by Shaul and one by Yonatan. And everyone else has come with the tools they use to plow with, to harvest the field. Not the ideal weapons. What the Philistines have done is that the Philistines have taken all the blacksmiths out of Israel and brought them into the Philistine camp. And any time a Jew needed some smithing work done, he had to go into the Philistine camp in order to get his instruments sharpened or to have a blacksmith deal with his instruments. This was to ensure that the Jews would never arm themselves. You know, that's what we did with the Palestinians now, right? We didn't allow them, we don't let them have an airport so that they can't get weapons. We have an embargo, we have a blockade around Gaza, so they can't ship in weapons. They try to dig tunnels. It's part of the way you ensure that you cannot be attacked. So the Jews are using their harvesting instruments to go to war. And a miracle happens. 2 swords appear, one for Shaul and one for Yonatan. So Yonatan tells his lad, he says, let's go over to the Philistines. They're on a hilltop. Yonatan's in charge of a small group of men. He doesn't tell anyone. And on the opposite hilltop are the Philistines. So Yonatan goes with his lad and they climb down. And then he tells the lad, who's his arms bearer, he's carrying the shield and the rest of his arms, and he says to the arms bearer, you know, Hashem can make us win. We could still win this war. Hashem can make us victorious. You don't need a big army in order to win. And the arms bearer says, whatever you want, I'm with you. So Yonatan says, we're going to go, and as we come down our hilltop, we're going to reveal ourselves so the Philistines see us. And if the Philistines tell us, wait right there, we're coming to you, so we'll wait. We'll at least have the advantage that they're going to be on the move, and we'll have an easier attack. If they tell us, come here, and we will know that when they tell us, come up to us, that's a sign from heaven that we will come up over them and we will be victorious. That's a sign that Hashem had us win them. And we learned last semester a discussion in Halacha among the Rishonim, the commentaries, Ramban and others. It starts with the Gemara, but the question is how we read the Gemara. The Gemara says that what Jonathan did over here, what Yonatan did here, is called Nachash. How can I make a rule? Can I say, Ribbono Shalom, if you want me to stay in yeshiva another year, then at the end of davening today, Rav Bigun will call me over and tell me I'm a really good student here. And if he doesn't, then I guess, God, you don't want me to stay. You know, can I make such deals with heaven? If I'm supposed to stay in yeshiva, my grandma will call me this week and tell me she's putting another $100,000 in my bank account. Then obviously I'm supposed to stay. But if that doesn't happen, then obviously I'm not supposed to stay. Am I allowed to make such deals with heaven? Can Yonatan make such a deal with heaven? Just like Eliezer said, the girl that tells me I'll give you to drink and your camels to drink, she's the girl that God proved for Yitzchak. Am I really allowed to do such a thing? Can we make conditions with heaven? So this is discussed in the Gemara, this is discussed in the Rishonim, and this is discussed in Halacha. And those of you who are interested, we had a class on this. We learned it in depth last semester. So it should be online, at least on my website, on 123Torah.com under special classes. So at any rate, the question begins over here. What right did Yonatan have to say this? But at any rate, he was right, and in heaven they agreed with him. And they reveal themselves to the Philistines, and the Philistines say, oh, there are some Jews coming out of the caves they've been hiding in, and they call out to them and they say, come here, we'll teach you a thing or two. And Yonatan says, his arms bare, they told us to come up to them, that's the sign, we're going to come up, we're going to overpower them. And so Yonatan starts climbing on his hands and feet, and the arms bearer is behind him. And Yonatan makes it over the hilltop and he starts attacking. And the way it worked is Yonatan would knock him down and the arms bearer behind him would finish the job, slit their throats, finish them off one after another. Yonatan knocks them down and keeps advancing, and the arms bearer makes sure that no one attacks Yonatan from behind. He kills them after Yonatan knocks them down. But Yonatan was so powerful, he kept knocking them down. No one could stand in his way. Now they're a whole army and he's one person. So what happens next is that Yonatan has succeeded in overpowering 20 men, and he's advancing, and the Philistines behind can't see what's going on in the front. They're looking, who's attacking? They can't see. All they see is their soldiers are falling, there's some attack going on, and they're losing. And so what happens next is that the Philistine, this battalion that was attacking, starts retreating. No one understands what's going on because they don't have a good view, but they're all retreating. They're all getting scared, and word starts going back in the Philistine camp, we're losing. So the pasuk says it was a godly fear that settled on the Philistines. The researchers like to say that the weakness of our enemies was repeatedly that they hired paid mercenaries. In Machiavelli's book, The Prince, so Machiavelli writes that you shouldn't hire paid mercenaries because they're the worst army you can have. They're only interested in money, and if the war gets dangerous, they're going to run away. They have nothing to lose. They really don't care about your battle. And so the archaeologists, the researchers, those who like to study Tanakh from a secular perspective and ignore the pasuk overtly telling you this was a miracle, they like to say that this component was always the weakness of our enemies. But you know, it's still a little far-fetched. You know, it's like when I was a kid, we always used to joke, what is Rambo? Rambo was one man with a gun, and everyone else has machine guns, and he has one rock, and he's behind the rock, and they're all with machine guns, and he knocks them all down. So it just doesn't make sense, right? There's no logic to it. So the same, you know, I'm sorry to bring a mushal and a nimshal from that, but Yonatan is one man climbing onto a mountain. These excuses just don't hold water. Meaning, if you take the story that the Tanakh tells us, there's no rational explanation here. It's a miracle. Meaning, for one man to take down an army, it just doesn't work. Okay, you're talking about a mere mortal. You could be successful against one, you could be successful against five, you could be successful against 20. Fine. But you have a whole army. I'm sorry, they had 30,000 chariots. There's no logical way this was going to work. All these explanations that they like to say to hide the fact that it's the hand of God. Look, if we don't know what was there, all we have is what the Navi told us. What the Navi tells us is a miracle. There's nothing short of a miracle here. So, Shaul is told, hey, the Philistines are on the run. So Shaul says, who's missing? Why are they on the run? So they tell him Yonatan is. So Shaul asks the Kohen Achiah, he says, ask Hashem what we're supposed to do. But he sees that they have a momentum going, and he sees they don't even have time for it. He says, never mind. And he gathers the army, and they go out on the attack. But there's such mayhem going on in the Philistine camp that people are stabbing one another. People, now again, here's where what the researchers say fits in a little bit better. That if you don't know your own army, if you've hired so many armies, so then that makes sense. The question here is, why did they need to hire armies? The Pasuk says Shaul only had 600 men. So again, the Pasuk tells us this was Hashem's miracle. Hashem wanted us to win. And I have to tell you, I don't like to draw comparisons, but if you study a little bit about the numbers of what happened here and the founding of the state, I don't see how anyone could say it wasn't a miracle. I'm saying we were outnumbered, we were outgunned, we were outtrained. They had everything going for them. I'm saying I don't know if there were 10 or 15 or 100 soldiers for every Jewish soldier. But it was numbers not far from these numbers. Meaning that the numbers, our army, I don't know if our number, our army hit 15,000 soldiers. I don't know if we had 15,000 soldiers who were not trained. We were fresh out of the Holocaust. They had well-trained and well-oiled armies. So coming back here, so another thing that was very beneficial to us is that all those blacksmiths, all the workers, the Jewish workers within the Philistine camps, they turned on them. Daniel asked on Thursday night, how were the Jews supposed to behave with the Romans when the Romans were fighting other Jews? So here's what you see. These Jews did what they were supposed to do in the middle of the war. They turned on the Philistines. So the Philistines suddenly found themselves within their camp with the Jews fighting from without and the Jews fighting from within. The Jews that were hiding in the cave suddenly realized, hey, we're winning. They came out of their caves and they joined the battle. They joined the war. And Hashem made a great salvation that day. And Shaul tells the people, no one's allowed to eat. Let's complete this battle. They enter the forest. There's honey dripping on the forest. And everyone wants to eat some of the sugar cane that's in the forest. But Shaul made a vow that whoever eats will die. So no one eats except for Yonatan, who wasn't present. He's eating. And someone tells him, you know, your father took a vow. Whoever eats from it will die. Yeah, that's what your father said. So now Yonatan's in trouble. And we will see that Shaul intends on fulfilling his vow and executing Yonatan over eating from the sugar. That's where we will pick up Ezrat Hashem tomorrow. We will move forward in the Navi.